Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Krisis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey. So we spoke about a Shivcha Charufa several times in the previous Mishnayis. It's not the regular case of an Eshes Ish, although we've explained what it is, but now the Mishnah is going to clarify it, and the Mishnah asks, Ezu Hu Shivcha, who is this Shivcha Charufa? Enfid the Mishnah, at least this is the first Shita, Kol Shechetzia Shivcha Vechetzia Beschairin. It's a woman who's a half a slave and half a free person. How could that be? Let's say she was owned by two people. One of them freed her, and one of them did not. So now she's half and half. How do we know that's who the Pasuk is talking about? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Vehevdei loy nivdosa. The Pasuk is saying, what happens if someone lives with a woman who was engaged to another person? The other person would be an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri could marry both a Shivcha and a Baschor. At least the Kedusha would have some effect. And the Pasuk says, V'hevdi lo nivdasa, so if we touch the words literally, she was redeemed, but she was not redeemed. What does that mean? She's half redeemed and half not redeemed. Divi Rabbi Kiva, Zehalt Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Zohi Shivcha Vadois. When the Torah tells us a special halachais about a Shivcha Charufa, the special carbon asham, and so on, we're talking about a regular Shivcha. The Pasuk says, Vehevde loin of dasa, she was redeemed, but she was not redeemed. No, says Rabbi Shmuel, we mean a regular shivcha, but dibra tayre kaloshim b'nei adam. Like she was redeemed? No, she was not redeemed. We don't mean to say half and half. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, we have to teach these words literally. Vehevde loin of dasa, she was redeemed, and she was not redeemed. In other words, half and half. She is a half a shivcha and a half a baschay. Sometimes we say Dibre Torah Kalashim and Adam Emes. Sometimes we say that, but not here. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Kol Harayos Mefirashes. All the women now that are married, the Torah tells us very specifically who they are. Umashir. What did the Torah not tell us about? In other words, when is it not clear? Ein lanu ela shechetzah shivcha vechetzah baschayin. Only this woman, the Shivcha Charufa, was a half a slave and half free. So Batura explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying as follows. Sometimes the Torah talks kibnei Adam. It could be the Hevdalei Nevdasa could be taiched. Oh, was she redeemed? No, she was not redeemed. It's like if you say, did you call the grocery? Yeah, no, he didn't call the grocery. It doesn't mean you called halfway. It means you didn't. That's how people talk. But not in this case. Because if you look at the complete Pasuk, the Pasuk says, the Hevdalei Nevdasa, so the Torah says there's no chiyuv misa for this. Even though she's partly married to the Eved Ivri, but it's a little bit of a marriage, it's not a real marriage, therefore if somebody else lives with her, there's no regular chiyuv misa. There's a special halacha. And the reason is because she was not freed. So if later on the pasuk is stressing she was not freed, so what then does v'hevdu lo nivdasa mean? Both of them mean she was not freed? Why would the Torah repeat it? So it must mean the Torah wants us to learn something from Vehevdei loy nivdasa. The Torah wants us to learn that what we mean to say is she was not completely freed. But like Rabbi Kiva says, we're talking about a half a shivcha and a half a bas choyrin. Okay, so our Mishnah asks, what's the shivcha that we're talking about that has the special halacha? But even though she was married, in this case married to an Eved Ivri, one would not be chayiv misa, but there are special halachas. Like we learned in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says we're talking about a half a shivcha and a half a baschayin. Rabbi Shmuel says we're talking about a complete shivcha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says we're talking about a half a shivcha and half a baschayin, because the pasuk says vehevdei loy nivdasa, she was redeemed and she was not redeemed. That means half yes and half not. And Rabbi Shmuel holds it's just dibre Torah kalashim b'nei adam. It's like a person says she was redeemed. No, she was not redeemed, but we mean she was completely not redeemed. Zakta Belazav and Azariah, sometimes Taka the Pasuk does talk that way. But because the Pasuk says later on that she was not freed, so it can't mean the Pasuk would say the same thing twice. If a Hevdalin of Dasa means she was completely not freed, why would you just repeat it again? So Elamai, the Pasuk is teaching us in the Hevdalin of Dasa that she's a half a Shivcha and a half a Baschayrin.